Striking a balance. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Bolware. Garden City High School hosted the impacts of changing Kansas's tax policy last night. Two presenters gave a nonpartisan view on how the drive to eventually eliminate taxes for both individuals and small businesses has left the state financially in a mess. Unfortunately, with a goal of phasing out half of all taxes, Kansas doesn't have anything to fall back on.
Nine other states that don't have income taxes, or Florida and Texas and Nevada and New Hampshire, all of them have some other revenue sources, whether it be oil and gas or tourism.
Annie McKay, executive director of the Kansas Center for Economic Growth, also points out the tax cuts were regressive.
We also eliminated some important credits for low-income people, like food sales tax rebate, child independent care credit, and property tax credit for renters.
By July, Kansas will have $29 million in the bank. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Bolware.